today with Capital Gold for the news that matters to London. I'm Tim John.
Take five on Capital Gold.
Capital Gold.
Take five on Capital Gold.
Well, there's the final take five, the end of an era, the beginning of a new era. We mark the final take five by talking about and singing songs in the studio along to the artists who are performing David Bowie, like Changes, Opportunities from the Pet Shop Boys, Tears for Fears, Change, The Jam, and Start. Leo Sayer, of course, the show must go on, and of course it will here on Capital Gold. Our very best, of course, to some of my colleagues who are looking for new opportunities. Some of them have found some new opportunities, and we wish them the very, very best. I will be here doing the breakfast show with Erica North from 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Paul Coit taking care of weekend breakfast starting tomorrow morning at 6 through till 9 o'clock. Thanks to Jody, Bobby and Donna, by the way. Also Gary and Amanda, Angela and Tanya, who say good luck with the new station. That launches 7 o'clock tonight with Greg Edwards. It's called Gold, simply Gold, with a whole bunch of radio stations all over the UK. So the Gold Network is much, much bigger than it was just as Capital Gold. So it's a new station in many respects. Also, Tony in Bristol, James in Worcester, Henry in South London, Daniel and Barry decorating in Manchester as well. Thank you for getting involved in the last take five. Here's Jackie Wilson.
Well, Capital Gold.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.
Capital Gold, we're going to play Living by Numbers. Get ready for it. Your chance to win a Roberts Gemini 49 portable DAB digital radio. And all you have to do is match the numerical answers with the questions I have. And if you get them right, you win if your line is chosen. And the number to use right now in order to try and win that DAB digital radio from Roberts is 0845-3560-7080. 0845-3560-7080 to play Living by Numbers. Elvis Costello has been our legendary artist of the week. This week, that's because we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the release of My Aim Is True. Elvis Costello and the Attractions, and I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. All right, here come those numbers for Living by Numbers today. These are the numbers. 3, 9, 21, 125, and 177. Living by Numbers. The numbers 3, 9, 21, 125, and 177. Want to play? Call me on 0845-3560-7080.
David Jensen's Living by Numbers.
Are you ready? We're going to play Living by Numbers now. A chance for someone to win a Gemini 49. What a model! A portable DAB digital radio from our friends at Roberts could be yours for the final time. Take five. We said goodbye to that. So with Living by Numbers now, let's go to line number five and say hi to Zena.
Hi, David.
Hello, Zena. Where are you?
I'm in Reading.
And what are you doing today?
I'm just about to go to work, waiting for the competition to come on, and then I'll go.
Waiting for the... Oh, really? Oh, isn't that nice? So you got kind of, what, flexible working hours?
I start at one.
Right. And what have you been doing? Sunning yourself?
I have, indeed, yes.
Being just a little bit lazy?
Yes.
Why not? Zena, good luck. You know how to play the game, I hope?
I think so.
You got the numbers?
Yes.
Good. All right, well, good luck. I've got five questions. If you can match the right numbers with the questions, you will win yourself that DAB digital radio that's looking at me now in the studio. A lovely little white radio being charged up. Right, Prince began his concert residency at the O2 Arena a couple of nights ago. He played classic tracks and cover versions, too. How many nights is he performing at this venue?
Three.
An Australian boy has been dubbed the new Wayne Rooney this week, and he's been signed to Manchester United Youth Academy. How old is he?
Nine.
A couple who've been married together for more than half a century have finally married. Rather, they have been together, not quite married yet. They haven't made it legal yet, but they're getting finally married. Thomas Hederley, 92, and Elizabeth Sherp, 85, tie the knot at their nursing home this week. So what is their combined age?
177.
Angry fans have hit back this week at David Beckham after he failed to turn up at an LA Galaxy match, after they paid double the normal ticket price to see him. So how many pounds did one seat cost?
125.
The electrical firm Tefal have launched what seems to be the world's quickest boiling kettle. The Quick Cup will give you enough water for a hot cup of tea or coffee, but how many seconds does it take?
21.
Do you know something? It's an unbelievable answer, this one. When you think how long it normally takes to boil a, you know, cup of water for tea or something.
Whatever the answer is, it takes my husband twice as long.
Well, it takes me three times as long. Now, can I say that I'm really sorry, Zina, you sound so lovely. I can't give you the radio because you got a couple wrong.
Okay.
All right, but have a lovely day at work and enjoy your weekend, won't you?
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much to Zina then. She was on line five. That means Paul gets a look in. In the meantime, John and Jimmy are standing by hoping that Paul trips up. I wonder if he will. Paul, where are you?
Hello, David. I'm in Lewisham.
All right, and what are you doing in that part of South London?
I'm just relaxing in the back garden.
Lovely, okay. Don't get burnt. Okay, did you hear the questions?
I did, yeah.
And you got the numbers?
I have, yeah. I'm slightly confused, though.
Well, how about me? Right, Prince began his concert residency at the O2 Arena. You know, you will have read about that in London. He played classic tracks and cover versions, too. How many nights is he performing at this venue?
Three.
An Australian boy has been dubbed the new Wayne Rooney this week, and he's been signed to the Manchester United Youth Academy. How old is this wonder kid?
Nine.
A couple who've been together for more than half a century are finally married. Thomas and Elizabeth tied the knot at their nursing home this week. What is their combined age?
125.
Angry fans have hit back this week at David Beckham after he failed to turn up at an LA Galaxy match after they paid double the normal price to see him. In pounds, how much did one seat cost?
177.
Electrical firm Tefal have launched what seems to be the world's quickest boiling kettle. The Quick Cup will give us enough water for a hot cup of tea or coffee, but how many seconds does it take?
21.
I'm sorry. You got, I think, four wrong.
Oh,
I'm really
no.
sorry. It's confusing, Paul. I'm really sorry I can't give you the radio, but better luck
no
another
worries.
Time. All right, then. Cheers. Right, John.
Hello, David.
Who would have thought it? John, you're on the air. Where are you?
I'm ringing from Croydon.
Lovely Croydon. Does that make you an Eagles fan?
It makes me a season ticket holder at Palace, yeah.
Fantastic. We're going to have a great... Have you been to any of the pre-season friendlies yet?
I haven't yet, but I'm planning to go tomorrow to see AJ.
Return of AJ. It'll be very emotional. I tell you what, Victor Moses and John Bostock, the two young players that have come into the side, they are something special. And I think Peter Taylor is planning to use them this coming season as well. Although they are quite young, they are very, very skillful.
Yeah, I've been reading the match reports, so they sound quite exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple of times. Really good stuff. Anyway, here we go. Prince began his concert residency at the O2 Arena. He played classic tracks and cover versions. How many nights is he performing at this venue?
I'll go for three.
An Australian boy has been dubbed the new Wayne Rooney this week, and he's been signed to Manchester United's Youth Academy. How old is he?
Nine, I think.
Okay, what about Thomas and Elizabeth? They've been together for more than half a century. What is their combined age?
I would go for 177 on that one.
Okay, angry fans have hit back at Bex after he failed to turn up at an LA Galaxy match. They paid a lot of money to see him. How many pounds did one seat cost?
125.
Electrical firm Tefal have got this new kettle, supposed to be the world's quickest boiling kettle. How many seconds does it take to boil up a hot cup of tea or coffee?
I'll go for three. I'm sure I'm wrong on this.
I know. Well, not. You did a little bit better than the others, but unfortunately, you didn't get them all right. You got a couple wrong, so I'm really sorry. Okay. Anyway, I'll see you at Selhurst Park.
You will indeed.
All right, John, thanks
okay.
very much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye for now. Okay, so that means just for this time, we'll take one more listener. I blame Laura for this, by the way. When it goes well, it's always my quiz. This is Laura's quiz. Okay, now, I won't go through them all again. If you get it wrong this time, I'll stop and we'll go to... Well, and this time, I'll stop and play a song. Prince began his concert residency. Jimmy, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
Where are you?
I'm in Romford at the moment, heading home.
Lovely Romford. Are you a hammer?
Yes, I am.
Looking forward to the season?
I'm looking forward to his kickoff. I stayed right.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to for it all to begin. Prince, then, back to him. He's at the O2 Arena, not too far from where you are now. He played classic tracks and cover versions on his first night. How many nights is he performing for at this venue?
21.
We're off to a good start. An Australian boy has been dubbed the new Wayne Rooney this week. He's been signed to Manchester United's Youth Academy. How old is this wonder kid?
9 years old.
Thomas Hederley and Elizabeth Scherpf tied the knot at their nursing home this week. What is their combined age?
177.
Angry fans have hit back this week at David Beckham after he failed to turn up at an LA Galaxy match after they paid double the normal ticket price to see him. How many pounds did one seat cost?
125.
Ooh, we're loving this. Laura's dancing around the studio. I think you're getting here out of a little bit of pressure here. Electrical firm Tefal have launched what seems to be the world's quickest boiling kettle. The Quick Cup will give you enough water for a hot cup of tea or coffee. How many seconds will it take to boil up?
3 seconds.
You're absolutely right!
Thank you.
Yeah! Congratulations! He's a happy hammer. Jimmy, well done to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got yourself that Gemini 49. That's the name of the model. It's a DAB portable digital radio. You can take it with you wherever you want. Listen to the music on gold in digital quality, which is absolutely brilliant. It's all yours. You can charge it up just by plugging it into the mains. And Jimmy, if you stay on the line, Laura's going to have a word with you and make sure you get the radio in one piece ASAP, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a nice weekend.
Yeah,
all right, then. Take care. Thank you. Here's Michael Jackson. Goodbye, Living by Numbers. I knew you well. Capital Gold Genesis, who are set to release expanded versions of their biggest selling albums later this year. Between them, Genesis, 1983, Invisible Touch, 86, We Can't Dance, 91, and Calling All Stations, 97, sold over 40 million copies on CD alone. The albums will all be re-released in 5.1 surround sound and stereo mixes, and will be on DVD dual disc sets containing bonus material exclusive to each release. Among the DVD extra are videos, tour documentaries, and interviews as well, a box set containing all of the expanded albums, and an extra CD featuring rarities called Extra Tracks 83 to 97 is released on the same day. Genesis recently completed a sold-out reunion tour of Europe where they play to over a million fans, and they're going to be performing dates in North America now later this year. 13 minutes before 1 o'clock. Eamon Kelly here just after the news. On this beautiful sunny day, here's Lou Reed with A Perfect Day.
Just a perfect day.
Capital Gold.
Something new is happening this Monday morning. Something very exciting.
The UK is about to get a brand new breakfast show playing classic hits by the greatest artists from the last five decades.
And you can be part of it. This Monday, join me, David Jensen.
And me, Erica North.
For the Gold Breakfast Show with Danish Bacon every weekday morning from 6.
Gold Breakfast. It's all about the music.
Gold Breakfast with David and Erica and our friends at Danish Bacon. Look for the red sizzle on supermarkets own brand bacon.
In the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the
hunt. Capital Gold, Standing in the Shadows of Love. The Four Tops, that'll do it for me for today. And in fact, we won't be here to say goodbye in future because David Andrews is going to be taking over next week. This particular shift that I've been enjoying for the last 5 years, that's between 10 and 1 weekdays on Capital Gold. I'll be back tomorrow morning, though, in the company of Lowell Crame. That's with my OK Magazine First for Celebrity News program between 9 and 12 o'clock. Lowell Crame, my special guest. And then I'll be back on Monday morning with a brand new breakfast show with Erica North. That's between 6 and 10 weekday mornings. I'm going to have to get a new alarm clock. Eamon Kelly's on the way, and he's followed at 4 o'clock by Paul Coit. Paul Coit for the big drive home for the final time. He takes over breakfast on weekends from tomorrow morning at 6. And it all begins later today. A brand new radio network called Gold in the UK.
Lambs, Mary's dress
Capital Gold.
Can't get this thing to work.
What are you doing, Mike Sweeney?
Oh, I'm trying to get a signal, Davey, but it's hopeless.
What's the point of using that old wireless when you can have a DAB digital radio?
Where do you get that from?
You can buy them in any good retail store.
I bet they cost loads.
Nah, you can get them for £50. It's all your favourite gold music, but in crystal clear quality. Make the switch to DAB digital.